Okay, hi, my name is Chris. Welcome to the trailer for the Stein Club podcast. Hopefully this trailer is going to get you involved and make you want to listen to episode one. First of all, what we do every Stein Club podcast is we open a couple beers. Ashley, here you go.
Thank you.
Ooh, that looks good. I might need one myself. Oh, yeah. Today's beer we're drinking is Bitburger, a great German Pilsner. Really important when you pour a German beer is you have to create a nice big head on it. A lot of people say that, oh, people at Prost, they give good head. Ha, ha, ha. I hate that fucking joke. That's the stupidest fucking joke ever. But, you know, whatever. Whatever makes them happy.
Yeah.
So what the podcast is going to be all about, Ashley and I both have been in the restaurant and bar business for pretty much our entire lives. And I read a book a while ago. It's called The Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. He was a wonderful chef, really cool person, and he wrote the book Kitchen Confidential, which was, he said, exposing the underbelly of the restaurant industry. So what we want to do is kind of the same thing, but from the bar perspective. There's a lot of things that happen behind a bar.
Yeah. I also read that book a long time ago when I was first starting to work in the restaurant industry and learned a lot. And if you haven't read it, definitely read it.
There might have been some drug use and some alcohol abuse and, you know, all the fun things that are involved in this industry that we are. We're going to talk about how we both got into the industry. For me, it was I spent a lot of time in Germany as a kid. First getting Landjäger from the bartender at the local pub in my town called Buzek-Boyern. And then as I got older, I was able to start drinking beer and learning about what the German neighborhood bar culture is all about, what German beer is all about, all that kind of good stuff.
I also grew up in the restaurant industry. My grandparents owned mom and pop diners before my time and then when I was still pretty young. And some of my fond memories as a young kid was being in the kitchen, standing on a chair, helping my grandpa flip burgers.
Safety third.
Yes. Taking naps in the booth, you know, all the like. So I felt pretty comfortable in a restaurant at a very, very young age. So I'd say I've just been in it forever.
A lot of things, you know, we want to expose kind of what the bar industry a little bit and what happens in the bar. A lot of things happen that are not seen by the general public. And we want to just let people know that there are some good things, some bad things, some very interesting stories that happen for sure. We're going to talk about my bar, Prost. It's been open for almost 22 years now. We're going to talk about how it started and why it started. A lot of it goes around the TV show Cheers.
Great show.
Sam Malone, one of my idols, decided he was going to open his own bar. And I really enjoyed watching as a kid, seeing how he treated his customers, Norm and Cliff, and his employees, Carla, and of course, Diane. And I just really wanted to be Sam Malone as a kid. So we're going to dive into that. Germany also has a lot of weird phrases, a lot of weird words, long words that make no sense. We're going to give you guys a German word of the day or a German phrase of the day. Today's word, of course, is Prost.
Prost.
Prost. Prost means cheers in German. So Ashley, Prost.
Prost.
Oh, yeah, you always drink to cheers, always. So episodes are going to include my experience in Germany. Episode one is going to be called German Beer and Sheep Shit. And while they might not seem like they go hand in hand, for me, it was kind of what started my life in the bar business. We're going to talk about how Ashley and I met. We met at one of my restaurants called Feierabend. Ashley was a regular, and I was a new bar owner, and I had a good experience, a bad experience in the kitchen that we'll talk about in that episode.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was something. And then we're going to have a couple guests on the show, of course. Our first guest will be my buddy Brett, who I went to college with. Him and I decided that we're going to open a bar. We opened a bar called Faishita in our little house at Cal Poly, and we're going to dive into how we did that and what that was all about.
I'm excited about that one because I don't know much about that story, actually.
See, learning will happen.
Then we're going to talk a lot about, you know, don't be afraid of clear beer.
I think everyone was drinking IPAs when we opened Prost. And,
yep.
It's okay to see through your beer.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest on that show is going to be Matt, who sold us our first keg of Bitburger.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about how people choose to work for beer. Our friend Stacy is going to come on that one, and she's an architect, and she'll dive into the idea of, you know, trading beer for architectural goods.
People would like to trade a lot of their abilities and what have yous for beer. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're going to talk about what Chris likes to call our bar log book chronicles. A previous bartender named Tori is going to come in and tell us some of the funny stories and things she always wrote in the book.
What some people don't know, Ashley, is that we watch everything that happens in these bars.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, the bartenders have a chance to, I don't know, write it down in a book, keep it forever so we can always be reminded of the antics. We're going to be telling some stories from the logbook. We will change names.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes to protect the innocent or the not so innocent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So also Prost was probably the smokiest bar in Seattle when we had it. And man, I'd smoke behind the bar.
Oh, yeah. Way before my time.
I love smoking while pouring beer. It just seemed like the greatest thing to do. Anyway, we had a little smoking ban here in Seattle, 2005, I believe it was, and we're going to talk about how that changed a lot of the bar culture in town.
Yeah.
And let's see what else we're going to talk about. Actually, there's a lot of weird German traditions that occur in bars. One is called Die Stiefel, or as people from Bierfest. Ashley, seen Bierfest?
Oh, my God. Great movie.
Great movie. But it's not Das Boot. It's Die Stiefel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-liter drinking vessel, and they did it all wrong. So we're going to talk about that, how you do it correctly, and why they drink out of a glass-shaped boot.
And how that helped your bar get busier.
Yeah. Das Boot did, for sure. They also, a lot of weird things of the snuff cannon or Schnupfkanon.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
I was introduced to it by some old German lady who I have no idea, but we'll talk about what it is. But essentially, it's you're shooting snuff up your nose.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So we will have one in the studio and maybe partake a little bit in shooting some snuff up our nose.
Then after that, we're going to have some... lots more episodes about industry folks, other people that own bars, maybe even friends of ours that we know that have worked in the industry a long time, what they do, some cool stories from them. And we're also going to talk to some bar regulars about why they love our bar and or other bars and why it's important to their everyday lives and why they come every day.
I don't think we'll get Norm on, but...
if only.
But we have our own Cliff Clavin, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Yeah.
So we might get Mitch on to tell us some...
We might need
stories
to,
that he just kind of make up as he goes.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's what he does.
Yeah.
So pretty much that's the trailer. Hopefully you're hooked. There'll be a lot of great stories from behind the bar that people just don't understand or don't see. It's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for episode 1, German Beer and Sheep Shit. I'm Chris.
I'm Ashley.
And Prost.
Prost.